Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day. If it's Thursday, I am recording this program on Wednesday at 1 o'clock because it's the day before Thanksgiving. And I wish you've had a good Thanksgiving. If you're still in the midst of the Thanksgiving dinner, well, you know, buen provecho. And if it's the Friday repeat program, well, I trust you will have a good Friday. Probably not working. Most people are taking that Friday off. So good day. I spent the morning with the Boys and Girls Club at an activity that San Juan Rotary has had for 38 years. Saul Brobman, well, I think he worked at it for like almost 28 to 30 years, San Juan Rotary member. God bless him. I wonder how he is. I hope he's still doing well. Saul, if you happen to ever hear this program, thank you for so many years of organizing this activity at different hotels. Now we're holding it at the Hotel La Concha, the Paulson Group. Provide the facilities and the food. Then we have all kinds of people helping. The Coast Guard helps serving and taking care of the protocol of the national anthems of Puerto Rico and United States. And we have messers, gas, you know, in terms of providing the balloons and filling them up. Grant Thornton does a painting of the faces of them and the faces and the arms of the kids, and they love it. We had this year a representative from the Table Tennis Association, had a little tennis table there in the lobby, and the kids were, let's say, challenged to see how they did with this star. And he gave a fantastic talk. I often bring in sports. It's important for the development of kids, but it's important for developments and our well-being. And he compared the table tennis to the life that kids have. As you know, sometimes the ball goes in the net. You just have to pick it up and, you know, next point. Sometimes you hit it too long and you have to just keep on going and pulling, and need a lot of people to help people develop in the table tennis. Adriana Diaz, incidentally, I think she's now around 16 or 17 in the world. She had a tough start this year. I think ended up around, got up to about 22 or 23. And she's had some really good wins against top 10 players. So I think she's ending up well, and it's always better to end up well than to start well and then go down, I think. I always think that's more uplifting, this happens. For example, I've been following the Notre Dame football. I used to be a Notre Dame football hater, like a New York Yankee hater, but lot of friends and family members are from Notre Dame, and little by little, I become a real fan of Notre Dame and follow them very carefully. And there you have an example. They lost the first two games by, I think, a total of 3 points the whole two games. They pulled back and have gotten better every week. I think they're number 8 or 9 in the world now. Excuse me, National Collegiate Football Association. And so, again, I think it's better to go get better than to start flamboyantly and then kind of little by little reduce your input and your ability. So that table tennis person, comparing table tennis to the world and to life was very well done. So we had about 350, maybe 400 children there, tables filled, and all kinds of volunteers helping serve the kids. And they had some really good skits of the different clubs. They're very lively and great, mostly dancing. I had one good poem, so there was some variety. But mostly it was dancing and music, and, you know, and people really got into it. So a great activity, and it's, you know, we in San Juan Rotary really look forward to it, because to be able to see these children, they're really very responsible, very orderly, and it's the Boys and Girls Club is a fantastic organization. Some of the kids came from Vieques, had to get up around 3:30 in the morning to get to the hotel, La Concha, around 8:30. So they came from Mayagüez and all over the island. So a great day and a great way to start the Thanksgiving weekend. Being grateful for being able to serve and to feel good about it. So Thanksgiving is probably my favorite day. I think there is nothing from my point of view, in terms of personal value, more important than gratefulness. Reading books and in my sense, what I feel, if you're grateful, so many other things come forward. You not only are humble because you're recognizing that God or supreme being or fate or whatever you believe in has been fortunate overall. If you're grateful, you realize you're humble that if it weren't for God and the supreme being and for so many people that have made possible, what you are. You have to be very humble, and I say humility, has to be balanced with self-confidence and competitiveness, etc. But that balance and gratefulness brings in that balance, so that if you are successful, you're able to do things as you wish. If you're grateful about it, then you're humble, and that's a good balance. And if you're grateful, when you look back, you tend to think of the things that were good in the past, and the things that weren't good, you take them into stride and realize that they help you develop. And if you're grateful, you're giving importance to the present, which mindfulness. That's the most critical thing, is to think of what we're doing right now, enjoying the present moment. And you look forward. If you're grateful, you tend to be positive, look forward towards the future. But don't give it all that much importance, because you never know what the future is going to bring you. You create goals and you look forward to achieving them, but you realize that there are many things that can happen in the meantime. And it's especially important to not fret about the problems that could happen in the future. Most of them usually don't happen, and the ones that do, you're usually able to handle. So gratefulness and Thanksgiving should be every day. It has to be every day. And there's one day that we point out, but if you're listening to this program and the recording that you can now access at the Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez, my website. You may be listening to this program many, many weeks from Thanksgiving. So whether it's Thanksgiving Day or not, be very grateful from the very beginning when you open up your eyes to the last moment when you close your eyes and kind of doze off to sleep. Be grateful. And that's the first message. I want to be grateful to my sponsors, Antilles Insurance. Vive Seguro, we want you insuredly safe. And Empresas Caparra,
San Patricio Plaza, San Patricio Village, T-Mobile. We have this combination of restaurants and offices, professional offices, business offices, commercial operations, retail, et cetera. We want you to get the sienta bien in San Patricio Village. So thank you, my two sponsors, and all that support WIPR. I want to take this occasion to be grateful for the support I have from the different people here in WIPR. My technician, Hector Rodriguez, who's now who's listening. Sometimes he doesn't, but he's listening. So, Hector, thank you. Thank you so much for your support every week. I look forward to it. And then the ones that put the recordings, send them off. And Jose Tuya, who with Tuya Media, is putting my web page together and put those recordings every week with a little short little narrative of what that recording is, sometimes usually with some picture. So grateful to all of them for the support. Somebody said, you know, like that statement, a self-made man or self-made woman, there's no such thing. Nobody is self-made, except maybe God. We all have to rely on others, and one way or another, a lot of people come into play and making us what we are. So, gratefulness, one of the top personal values for our well-being, and it's a great day to sort of speak on it. The principal topic today. I went over this with a dialogue we had at San Juan Rotary yesterday at our luncheon. It was the fourth Tuesday of each month. We have a Zoom, so we're having some variety. At the first Tuesdays is in person. Then we have a social in the evening, and then we have another activity in person. We try to discuss more Rotary and service matters, more administrative kinds of things, but a little bit flexible on that. And then the fourth Tuesday is a Zoom, and this was a Zoom, and I led a dialogue, and it started from an article that just came out in Time Magazine on November 14th, and the title of the article is "The Best Years of Your Life Are Probably Still Ahead." And it's by Angela Haupt, H-A-U-P-T. And it involves an interview of a professor at Stanford University. Her name is Laura Carstensen. And she says that her favorite lecture when she starts out, she is a professor of psychology and the founder of the Stanford Longevity Program. And she says that one of her favorite lectures is that she goes has about 100 students in her class. As we've discussed, a lot of universities and graduate schools now have courses on well-being, happiness, the good life, success, and all. But she says that one of her favorite lectures is when she looks at the students and says, you know, that the late teens are the worst times in our lives, which kind of shocks people because most people sort of look and have this ethos that the college life is the best and everything after that is downhill. I have always rejected that. I had a great college life. But I've had a great life before and a great life after, and they all have good and bad and great things happening. But she says the teens are the worst time in our lives with the highest rates of loneliness, anxiety, and depression. It says, but people are constantly telling young people that they're the best years. And she says there's a look of relief, you know, by these by these students, listening to those words by Professor Carstensen. The main finding and the main point of the article is that her research, quite a bit of research on it, suggests that starting in people's mid-20s, they begin experiencing fewer negative emotions. It doesn't mean that positive things are happening, rather that their emotional balance improves as they age. And considers this, in her interviews with leaders in the longevity field, as a thing that's been really striking. And one of the questions that they asked her is, how this works, and she says that, and I'm quoting here, when do these changes happen? And I'm quoting, "We've done a major longitudinal study looking at this, and it looks like the 20s are the worst. Then you begin to see some reduction in negative emotion, and it's really going down by your 40s and 50s. The 60s and 70s are the peak of life, emotionally speaking. It doesn't get worse significantly as you get older than that, but that's where it kind of levels off. So the major bang for the buck change is between 40 and 60. And then says, what the question in this interview, what are some of your other interesting takeaways about older age? And she says, and I'm quoting again, "Another reliable findings has to do with what we call pro-social behavior, basically giving to and doing things for other people. Older people are more likely to engage in pro-social behavior and also feel better than when they do. So they're giving more and they're getting a bigger bang for their buck. It's a very rewarding experience. Because of these findings, occasionally I'll have a really bad day and I'll think, boy, I gotta go help somebody." The other thing that points out in the article is an answer to this question: Are there other surprising insights about aging that you wish more people knew about? And basically, she says that that older people like younger people, and speaks that the communication and the relationship between generations is something that should be and both want it, and something that should be worked at. And she was asked, how can we accomplish this? And she says that the best way is to sort of work on kind of service projects together. And mentioned specifically something like, dealing with the community center. She says, I'm quoting, "We think one way to forge these connections is by having people at different ages work together on something to solve. Let's say there's a community challenge of some sort, whether it's having enough food distributed, building a community center, or something where people come together to work on a project together. That's where we form strong bonds." And it kind of makes me reflect, on this group that a couple of years now, and it'll be the third year in February, come and work into the Rotary Interact group that comes and works at in the community centers, and goes along with this as the adults get along with the high school, junior high schoolers, to do a community work. Hector is waving. This first segment is over. This is Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. We'll be back right after the pause.